If you want my opinion, from what I can gather, feminist life is a current problem global in nature with many social implications, with fluctuations in incidence rates depending on the place where it is studied. Despite the case of activism from women's rights organizations, as well as growing awareness and action from member states, the available evidence shows that progress in stopping such violence has been deeply inadequate. This is totally a threat too, that the majority of cases of feminicides are most likely carried out by those closest to women and girls, by their intimate partners or other family members, including fathers, mothers, uncles, and brothers, and so on. It's indicating that the world is failing to stop death that could be prevented through early intervention, response mechanisms, and access to support and protection centers. Without doubts, on the basis of statistics, home is the most dangerous place for women in general, women in general. Related to the last question, do you think criminals can change? I think that all human beings are susceptible to making mistakes. Some of these mistakes can be illegals and turn us into criminals, if you will, irreversibly affecting the other people lives. Likewise, I believe that we can all straighten our path despite having committed crimes. The important thing, in my humble opinion, is that we are honest with ourselves and really want to change our lives.